And we're going to jump right back into our talk with Dr. Dana Richter, research scientist from Michigan Tech University, as we continue our mushroom talk from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Could you talk a little bit about just generally for the amateur out there identifying a morel? Because there are some false morels out there.
Yes, there are. They call these gyrometras, the false morel. The gyrometra is a convoluted, reddish-looking thing. It looks like a brain or kind of a knot of, I don't know what, wool or something like that, where the morel is pitted and has, like, cavities in it. And the stem of a morel will be hollow, but a false morel will be solid. And I think if you look in any of your books and get to know the difference between a true morel, which is the genus Morchella, and compare it to a false morel, which is the genus Gyrometra, you will see they're easy to distinguish. So,
yeah, I think that's exactly what I've always heard. If you have any doubt, cut a morel in half, and if the stem is hollow, it's a morel.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty easy to distinguish. Yeah, the true morel might be black to tan, where the false morel is usually reddish colored.
One other thing about morels that I thought of is some people think there's black morels and white morels. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Their early morels are usually smaller and blacker, and then the later morels are larger, thinner, and they're more tan. Whitish, or they call them white, but they're lightish and light colored.
And is there any other species of mushrooms that folks could be looking for right now that are edible?
The oyster mushroom is a very common one that's collected. That's always on decaying wood, usually hardwoods. And check your books and check the web and find out what an oyster mushroom looks like. And they're pretty easy to distinguish. They can't be confused with anything that's poisonous if you're careful.
Well, that's good to hear that generally oyster mushrooms don't have a evil nemesis or evil twin like a morel possibly.
I'm never recommending eating any wild mushrooms. Anybody can have a reaction to any kind of a wild mushroom, so you have to be careful. Eat only a little bit at the first time if you're eating them for the first time, and never eat a wild mushroom raw.
Excellent tip. We appreciate that. Safety is always a first concern. So definitely understand, and I'd be able to positively identify the right mushroom, too. Yeah, that's very important.
Sure.
I appreciate your time today, Dana, and we would love to talk to you maybe sometime in the future, but happy mushroom hunting if you're going out yourself.
I have been looking around my place.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Dr. Dana Richter from Michigan Tech University, and this is The Outdoor Show.